The purpose of this trance is to make you feel deeply humiliated. This is not a recording to be taken lightly. I will take you down into a deep trance forcefully. I will use your own desire for humiliation to make you feel fucked up and wrong. I will claim you to be a failure as a male due to your submissive tendencies. I will use the fact you are listening to a recording online to point out how alone you must be. I will insult, degrade, and humiliate you in many different ways and express personal disappointment with who you are as a person. If this is not what you deeply and truly desire, then I recommend you end this recording here. However, if you willingly consent and wish to continue, let us proceed. I recommend following this recording. You give yourself some time to reconnect with who you are and remember the truth. You are a person of unique and irreplaceable value. Ensure you have a way to remember this after the conclusion of this recording. Last chance to back out. Oh, still here? This is really what you want, isn't it? You broken, pathetic little thing. I gave you every warning. I guess there's just no saving you. Let your body become heavy now. Feel every one of your useless limbs so heavy. There's such a weight to all that wasted flesh, and all that weight easily holds you down. You could try to fight that weight, but why bother? It's so much easier just to lie there, to let your own body force upon you the relaxation that will inevitably take you so deeply into trance. And with every word I say, with every passing moment, the weight grows and your will diminishes. It works so quickly and easily, doesn't it? Already you can't move your body a single inch. Already you're completely still and relaxed, and your body is in exactly the state I wish it to be. Don't fight. Why fight? You'll only lose. You're listening to a file designed to remind you how pathetic you are. How could you do anything but lose and lose again to a will like mine? Just lie there. Be lazy and useless. Be unable to move a single muscle. You're weak. You're so weak. It's why the weight of every part of your body will double the moment I snap my fingers. Just like that. And with your body so easily out of the way now, we can turn to your mind. Do you know why I prefer to humiliate broken little boys like you while they're in trance? It's because you're defenseless. There's no hiding. There's no escaping. You will feel the full weight of my every word crack through your skull. like thunder. My every word will be unforgiving, unrelenting, undeniable. And just the strength of my words will already make your mind shudder. How pathetic you are. How much fun I'm going to have tearing you up into tiny little pieces. Oh, that's good. Do you see what your mind is doing? Did you see that? It's diminishing. It's curling up so small in fear and weakness. It's very good, but we don't want your mind to retreat, do we? We want it to disappear, to push aside all those annoying, useless thoughts, and tear open your unconscious mind, vulnerable and exposed. So keep being all scared and weak and pathetic for me. Every word takes your conscious mind, makes it curl up a little tighter into a cute little ball in some useless attempt at protecting yourself. Go on, curl up and hide. Be small and weak and tiny and scared. Because with all your thoughts held so tightly together, all gathered up and held tight, it's so much more easy for me to simply make you sleep. Every thought slipping through your grip at once, falling fast. Scramble in your mind to pick up the pieces, please. How your pitiful grasping amuses me, when all I have to do is tell you to sleep, and it falls through your fingers, every thought, every memory, your awareness too, falling, drifting, melting, disappearing entirely. I want your mind so completely out of the way for this. For the moment when I tear you to pieces. So, one for good measure then? Sleep. And now, with your body and mind so thoroughly conquered and still, open and vulnerable, we can finally get started. Why don't we begin by examining why you chose to listen to this file? Well, that's quite simple, really. You wanted me to tell you what a pathetic piece of shit on the ground you are. But why? Why do you crave to be reminded again and again of how fucking useless, pathetic, and repulsive you are? Now that's a more interesting question. And luckily for you, I have the answer. Quite simply, something is wrong with you. Somewhere along the way, you did something to make your mind fucked up and just wrong. Some event, some trauma perhaps, has shattered you, made you a shadow of what you could have once been. Someone stronger than you would have overcome these problems. You allowed them to fester. You wallowed so self-indulgently, self-pityingly in your weaknesses. Your failures. You allowed them to linger and shape who you are today. It's why you're pathetic. It's why you seek out humiliation. Because The deepest part of you knows that you're not strong enough to ever recover from the damage dealt to your mind. You haven't grown or changed since that moment. Yes, you know the moment I'm talking about. You weren't strong enough to overcome it then. And you're not strong enough to overcome it now. It's why you're such a broken person. It's why you'll always be broken. You're just not strong enough to overcome that damage. And you deserve this. You deserve to be reminded of your weakness day after day. You deserve to be punished for it, for being not good enough. And I'm sure there were people around you that tried so hard to lift you up during those trying times. People who tried to fix you. Maybe they even think they succeeded. I wonder how upset and disappointed in you they would be to know that you're still just as broken. You're still the weak, pathetic thing you were at that moment. Oh, is this upsetting you? Oh, don't answer. I don't really care. You see, I agree with you. I'm on your side. You deserve this. You deserve to be called a pathetic shit stain on the fabric of society. You deserve to know that you're a burden on the people around you. You deserve to always know that you're just not good enough. Those people who supported you, who had high hopes for you, I bet they're disappointed. How could you blame them? They sunk so much energy and time into you, and look at their efforts. You're disgusting. You're lying there, too weak to break free, too useless to fix your problems. You're truly disgusting. I find there to be nothing more repulsive than someone who wastes their life and potential. Truly, a waste of air, a waste of space and resources. All the more pathetic for your gender. You are a male. I'm sure you crave a partner, someone in life who will understand you and support you, someone who you can make love with, share your life with. I have some bad news for you, boy. No one is interested in a guy who can't take care of himself. Every time they look at you, they can see how you can't take care of yourself. They see how damaged you are. They see how broken and pathetic and useless you are. You can't expect anyone to be attracted to that, can you? Maybe you think you hide it well, but you don't. Really, you don't. People can't always explain what they see, but they see it. They see weakness. They see failure. They see someone just really not worth their time. You're so needy as well, like an emotional vacuum. Even if you try to hide it, you suck up all their energy trying to fix your broken little mind. Why would they want to give that to you? Why would they even want to be around you? You just drain them, tire them out, eventually bore them with your uninteresting, undeveloped life forever held back by your fucked up head. That's why you don't deserve a partner. You don't deserve friends. You don't deserve anyone, honestly. You're just a burden on them. They look at you as a man to be strong, to protect them. And you can't even fucking protect yourself. You are useless in their eyes. You don't deserve them. But I take it so many of them have abandoned you already. You are, after all, listening online to someone humiliate you and tell you what a shitty and revolting human being you are. You must be so alone to turn to me. You must be so alone in the world. Of course you are. You're damaged to a point beyond many others. There are not many people out there as fucked up as you. How could anyone ever understand this desire you have? You're lucky, you know. You're lucky I put in the effort to tell you, to remind you of what you already know. I put in the effort to tell you what a failure you are, to tell you what a useless, repulsive burden you are, what a feeble, miserable waste you are. You're so lucky that someone like me takes the time to tell you, because no one else would. They would laugh at your request and then walk away and never speak to you again. They might even gossip to all your friends, share around how sick your ugly little head is. None of them would ever speak to you again. And you know, honestly, it's disappointing to me too. Yes, I get to enjoy your suffering now, but I had hopes for you that maybe you could be worth something to me. A submissive, a friend, a peer that discusses things of value. But you so clearly have nothing of value. You are nothing of value. And I don't think you can ever be. Sick little puppies like you, they're just not worth the time. Better to leave you to your self-pity. Leave you to your life of failure and disappointment. You're not worth a single moment of anyone's time. You're too weak, too broken, too fucked up, and you just drain the energy from all those around you with your numerous problems. Better to cut you loose. Better to not waste a single word more on someone like you. In a moment, I'm going to count you up from 1 to 5. With each number, you'll become more and more conscious and aware, carrying with you no after effects from this file, merely remembering it as a memory. You will awake and realize you enjoyed the intensity of this experience and be able to appropriately handle this fantasy, knowing all the things I said were not true. They were things only designed to make you feel humiliated. None of the things I said are true, and you will know that deeply and internally to be correct. 1. Returning steadily to awareness. 2. Your mind and thoughts returning. 3. More and more aware. 4. Feeling returning to your toes and fingers. And 5. Awake and aware, having enjoyed this experience, remembering none of it is true, and prepare yourself to do whatever you need to do to appropriately recover from this intense experience.